Okay, our next guest here tonight on Racetime Radio had a busy weekend in the Cat 250, also had a podium finish. He's got a lot on his plate getting ready for NASCAR this weekend, also a defending winner there. Let's bring in Donald Chisholm, driver of the 89 Nova Celtic Ford. Donald, good weekend for you. You were on the podium in a rain-shortened Cat 250, but great race.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me on again. And no, we had a good race. It was a bit of a Scotia Speed World. We've struggled there the last few years, so we made some gains this year. Every race we've gone to there, we've improved. And, you know, we got to third place just before the caution for the rain came out. And I don't think we were done going forward. You know, were we good enough to win? Too early to tell. Just wish we had those last 90 laps to play out under green instead of a rain-shortened event.
Yeah, can't take nothing from Cassius Clark. Man, that 13 King freight car, man, that thing was on a rail pretty well all day. But I was watching you, the 99 car. How about the 66? Daryl Marr had a great race going out there. All he did, but I was keyed in on watching that 89, and you were making some real good forward progress from the halfway break forward. Now, we only got a few laps, but, man, if we would have got those other 90, I guess we'll never know, but that thing was looking good.
Yeah, the car was good the first half. Just had a few, wasn't quite handling exactly the way I'd like to, but we held our own, started eighth. I think we got to fourth. Maybe fell back to fifth, so went for the halfway break, and the guys went at it and got the car fixed up pretty darn good. So wasn't too many laps, and we were in third place after the break. And like I say, it was we had run down and caught the 99, and you know tried to use some lap traffic to get by them. That didn't quite work out, but I think it was just a matter of time before we got to second. Cassius and the 13 car, they were certainly stout the first half and the second half. They tell me our lap times were pretty similar, maybe even a little better than theirs the second half. So, you know, I don't know if he was saving some stuff or going just as hard as he had to go. But like I say, it would have been nice to see the 90 laps play out and just see what we could have done with the couple of guys ahead of us.
Just before we start talking about the big race coming up this weekend at Riverside International Speedway, of course, we got the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series making its one and only stop of 2015 out at Riverside. And I know, Donald, you're the defending winner of that race big time last year. I was there for it. Unbelievable race. Last year in a 29, this year in an 89, so it's even going to look the same as what your pro stock is. Just before we start talking about that, though, I got to mention the season itself in the Parts for Trucks Tour in the 89 Nova Celtic Ford. It has been a decent year for you. I don't think I can remember in the 5 years I've been covering this series a year where the 89 has been so consistent throughout the course of the season and hitting the marks. You guys have really got to be tickled with where you are right now, and we're closing in on a championship that you are definitely going to play a role in.
Yeah, we didn't start out the year sort of saying we're gonna go for the championship. We just took it a race at a time and just been consistent, and the car's been pretty fast everywhere we've gone. You know, we had a shot at both races at Riverside, June and the IWK 250, and led a ton of laps in both of them, and just neither situation came together at the end. That being said, we've improved everywhere. Cars handling well, and you know that all goes to George and the boys out in the shop. They do a good job. A few new rules this year that you know we've been fortunate enough to be able to work with them and sort of get the car going with those new rules. So, you know, it's a tough series. It's long. It's, you know, number of different tracks, and they're all tough, little tight racetracks. So there's a couple weekends I wish I had different to do over again, but, you know, big picture, we're 2 points out of the lead with three races left. So I still think it's, you know, there's probably four of us with a shot at it, and you know, a little luck and continually showing up with good cars, we should have as good a chance as anybody at it, I hope.
Yeah, it's going to be dynamite from here to the end. I know we'll have it all for you on Racetime Radio. We will be live for that Dartmouth Dodge 200 at the end of the season out at Scotia Speed World. Look forward to that. But Donald, you get a weekend off now, so to speak, from the Pro Stock Series. But I know you guys at Nova Racing have been working on that NASCAR Canadian Tire Series ride all season long. How's it looking? Are you set to defend it this weekend at Riverside?
Yeah, car's pretty well ready to go. The guys are just tidying it up a few odds and ends today. So looking forward to it. The weather shows a great weekend coming up weather-wise. So, you know, I do enjoy running with these guys. It's a different crowd. I've got to meet a bunch of the guys, and I like racing with them. It's I'm not going to say it's less pressure, because we always want to go and win, of course, but you're not worried about points and all that stuff. So you just show up and go as hard as you can go, and hopefully you're there at the end. I didn't think I'd ever be a defending NASCAR race winner, but it's pretty cool, and love to do it again. But, you know, we're pretty realistic. Obviously, there's a handful of guys in that series that are going to be tough to beat, and you know, they go hard every week, and again, that's their weekly deal. This is stuff that's, you know, 1 to 3 times a year we race this car, so. You know, it's a fun series, like racing with them, and really looking forward to this weekend, and hopefully we can pull out another win.
I think back to last year's win, Donald, in the 300 at Riverside. The number 3 car of Jason Hathaway, man, that car was real quick. There was a number of cars that were showing some great speed. I know Scott Steckley in the 22 Dodge, he had trouble early on, but he did show promise through qualifying and through practice. That car looked quick. We're going to see Alex Tagliani this year making the trip to Riverside, and we know that he was on a tear here just a couple of weeks ago, lapping the whole field at Sunset Speedway, so you know the number 18 can get it done. And look at DJ Kennington. Always quick at Riverside. He had a good race going last year, but you guys took him to the woodshed. You know DJ's going to be hungry this time around. So many good cars. It's really going to be a dynamite race come this weekend. Is there much difference between the car you got this year to the car you won with last year?
No, same car. We're going to go back with the same setup. We've talked to a few of the guys and, you know, asked if there's anything we should be doing differently, and sort of everybody's told us to, whatever you did last year, come back and do it again. So the Canadian Tire car will go back with the same setup, same springs, everything the same as it was. That doesn't always work, of course, but I think it's going to give us a good baseline, a good spot to start. And we were pretty quick every practice last year. Sat on the pole, set fast time, which was big because it just gives you that track position. You're starting up front. You don't have to pass your way to the front. So, you know, fingers crossed, the car is going to go as good as it did last year. And, you know, if we're off a little bit in practice, we get confidence that the guys are gonna make it better and give us something we can compete with.
I know you're going to be wicked tough for anybody to beat out there. Your home track, you got the most laps out of anybody on that speedway. You know exactly what you're doing. The Nova Racing team in behind you. Same guys, Donald, that you use for your parts for trucks deal. Is it the same guys going to crew the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford in the NASCAR series this weekend?
Yeah, same guys. We've got a few, not all of our guys can make every race, so Some weekends it's a few different faces around, but for this weekend, definitely everybody that was around for last year's win is back, and I just keep telling the guys, whatever you did last year, let's do it again this year and see if we can make it happen again.
Don't change anything. Keep it exactly the same. Get the same result. That'll be just fantastic for you. I know there's going to be a lot of fans out. If you want to get tickets, race fans, get to riversidespeedway.ca. Tickets are available for the 300. It's going to be a big weekend. Of course, the Napa Sportsman Series is going to be in there. believe League of Legends, and we're even going to see the trucks this time around with the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. So big weekend. RiversideSpeedway.ca is where you want to go and get those tickets. You don't want to miss this one. Final thing tonight, Donald, I want to talk to you about. Just seen a release this morning. Got some big news coming out. We got John is going to be inducted into the Canadian Motorsports Hall of Fame. Your dad, I know we lost him last year. This is truly great news. He's going to be in good company. Come October 17th, he's going to be inducted.
Yeah, just a huge honor. You know, kind of blown away by it all. And I know he'd be smiling if he was here to see it all, and deserving of it. He spent a lot of time helping motorsports as a racer, driver himself, you know, car owner, promoter, builder, the whole package. And you know, he loved racing and did as much as he could for the sport. So I can't thank the nominating committee enough, and just a proud day for the whole family. And you know, just a shame that he's not here to see it, but looking forward to the event on the 17th of October, and just can't tell everybody how happy we all are for it to happen. So no, it's a big week, and I get a little info on it late last week, but was told to just sit on it until the press release came out today. So it was tough not saying anything to the guys and all the dad's friends and what have you. But anyway, I managed to keep the secret for a few days, and here we are today. So lots of tweets and texts and emails on it. But again, just can't thank everybody enough that nominated him. And I think it's a fitting, deserving induction for dad.
Absolutely. Going to go in with good company this year. Some other names people will recognize from our side of motorsports. Of course, Alex Tagliani, also named as an inductee, and Donnie Thompson Jr., multi-champion in the CASCAR Series. Of course, big competitor in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. All good news. We look forward to that. And John Chisholm, I'll tell you, fans, I knew this guy. There's nobody in Canada that has done for motorsports what John Chisholm has done. Get to Riverside Speedway this weekend. Keep your eye on that 89, too. I put an earlier tweet out today, the number 28, because that's what you won in last year. It's the 89. So don't be looking for a 28. Look for an 89. And that's a good sign, Donald.
Yeah, no, I appreciate all the comments and everything you guys do for racing. And, you know, looking forward to this weekend. And ironically, I've raced against both Tags and Don Thompson a number of times. So it's kind of neat to have competed against the guys going into the Hall of Fame with Dad. So thanks for having me. And fingers crossed we'll have another good weekend this coming weekend.
Yeah, get out there and have a dynamite race. No, you're going to do everybody in the Maritimes proud. No pressure, bud. You've only got the Maritimes riding in that car with you.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And we got through it last year with the pressure. So, you know, the fact that we've done it and can do it means there's no reason we can't do it again. So that takes a little pressure off. But the pressure to go back-to-back certainly is there, too.
Good luck. Donald, go get him, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.